AI tools can do some pretty amazing things, but they can also be used to take advantage of people. Earlier this month, the FBI issued a warning that criminals are exploiting artificial intelligence to run bigger frauds in more believable ways. NPR's Audrey Nguyen is here with tips on how to protect yourself. Hi there.
Hey, Juana.
So, Audrey, can you just tell us, what is the most common AI-enabled scam?
The most common scams are phishing attacks. That's when bad actors attempt to obtain sensitive personal information to commit fraud. That can look like a fake email from HR prompting you to punch in your bank information in order to get paid on time, or a fraudulent text message pretending to be Amazon asking you to log in order to address an issue with something that you ordered.
But Audrey, phishing attacks aren't new, so help us understand how AI has changed things.
Yeah, so the scams we're talking about aren't new, like you said, but AI just makes them easier to pull off more convincingly. I spoke to Shaila Rana, a professor at Purdue Global who specializes in cybersecurity and AI.
Before, we would tell people, look for grammatical errors, look for misspellings, look for something that just doesn't sound right. But now with the use of AI, especially generative AI, it can be extremely convincing and it can be so hyper-personalized.
So you need to check for subtle tells that an email or a text could be fraudulent. Look for misspellings in the domain name of an email address, for example. And don't click on a link that's been sent to you. Instead, open up your browser and type in the web address you want to visit.
Okay, got it. Sounds like we need to have even sharper eyes when we are checking our emails. But Audrey, we've also heard some pretty convincing AI deepfakes of voices. How are scammers using that type of technology in an attempt to trick people?
There are these scams called family emergency scams or grandparent scams, and they involve calling a target and creating an extreme sense of urgency by pretending to be a loved one in distress and then asking for money to get them out of the bad situation. One common version of this is telling a target that their loved one is in jail and needs bail money. Rana says scammers only need a short clip of your voice to create a clone, and that's something they can pull off your social media if it's public. And a clone voice can be paired with personal details found online in order to convince a target that they're a loved one.
Gotta say, this does sound pretty frightening. So tell us, what can we do to protect ourselves against these types of scams?
Yeah, they definitely can be distressing. The experts I spoke to recommend coming up with a secret code word to use with your family. So if someone calls you claiming to be in trouble or saying they're unsafe, you can use that code word to verify their identity. And also, I know it can be hard to hit the pause button in the midst of what could be an emergency, but experts also recommend hanging up and calling your loved one back at a known number to check if they actually called you and need help. And the last tip I've got for you today is to lock down your social media accounts. Like I mentioned earlier, motivated bad actors only need a short clip of your voice to create a clone. And people often share details like their pets' names and their birthdays online. All of that allows scammers to get a better picture of who you are, and they can use that against you. So really consider putting your profile on private.
Thanks so much for the tips, Audrey.
Thanks for having me.
That's NPR's Audrey Nguyen.